friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Actor Henry Winkler stepped up to care for his mom in her final years despite tough childhood. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Adam State. Actor Henry Winkler stepped up to care for his mom in her final years despite his tough childhood. Henry, whom he loved for his roles like Arthur, Fonzie Fonzarelli in Happy Days, or Stanley Yelnats III in Holes, learned to create laughter after leaving home. He was raised by two parents who valued hard work and education. His parents had scars from their own parents dying in concentration camps, and his mother and father had escaped concentration camps in 1939. These tragic facts overshadowed any happiness and joy Henry tried to create. Growing up, Henry gravitated towards comedy and laughter. At the same time, he struggled in school because neither his parents nor himself realized he had a learning disability. Despite these unknown facts, Henry did the best he could given the circumstances of his life. In a previous story on God Updates, Henry opened up about his family problems growing up. He shared how his parents nicknamed him Dumb Dog and constantly grounded him to his room for his comedic acts in hopes he would study harder in school. Despite his difficult childhood, Henry looked to life through the art of acting and comedy. After going on to have a successful career in acting and television, Henry did something no one expected. He put his feelings and tough memories of his childhood aside to care for his dying mother. Henry was filled with compassion, love, and respect for his mother. He recalled only a couple of times he ever saw his mother happy. He recalled, "Once because we tickled her in a closet, the second time we were driving and she was in the back of the car reading an article about some silly invention and she thought it was very funny." When we navigate childhood trauma and pain, naturally, we want to cut toxic or difficult family members out of our lives. We don't want to subject ourselves to memories or the negativity, but Henry did the exact opposite. He embraced his mother with his whole heart. The Bible reminds us to love sinners, but there's no credit in God's eyes for showing love for others who love you. Instead, we are called to love difficult people, and that's what Henry did. As his mother grew sicker, Henry left his career to take care of her. He knew she needed him. Henry also knew she needed to know love, joy, compassion, respect, and kindness. Actor Henry Winkler loved his mother when she couldn't love herself. He loved her when she couldn't take care of herself, and he took the time to listen when no one else was listening. Henry also loved her in the way he wanted to be loved as a child. Can you imagine how healing it was for actor Henry Winkler and his mother to navigate the last decade of her life in a way that Jesus would love us? It's just incredible. God doesn't call us to subject ourselves to abuse or be doormats. The Bible reminds us to set boundaries with difficult people, and the Lord tells us to love and respect our parents. Henry was the hands and feet of Jesus to his mother in the last moments of her life. What a stunning and compassionate way to love. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. Luke 6:27-28.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
DNA test reveals centuries-old secret about who Julia Roberts' family really is. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Adam Staton. A DNA test reveals a centuries-old secret about who actress Julia Roberts' family really is, and the discovery came quite as a shock to the Hollywood celebrity. We love to know where we came from, who is in our family, and where do certain facial features or traits come from. We usually receive comments like, "You get that from your great-grandma." When actress Julia Roberts decided to dig into her family tree, she was uprooted by an affair her great-great-grandfather had. When Julia learned the news, she was shocked. She commented, "Oh wait, but am I not a Roberts?" Julia then learned her great-great-grandfather was actually a man named Henry McDonald Jr. It took a hot minute for Julia to process that piece of information. Can you imagine the identity you had your whole life getting turned inside out? She later learned that her great-great-grandparents had affairs, and Julia Roberts' family secret seemed to have been buried until she looked into her DNA. "On the one hand, truly my mind is blown and is fascinating," Julia said. "And on the other hand, there's a part of me that, when I'm calmer, can still wrap my arms around the idea that my family is my family, and I do prefer the name Roberts." Despite the unexpected turn of events, actress Julia Roberts was able to dig further into her ancestry. The Mitchell family could be traced back to the 1800s to a colony in Virginia. Isn't that incredible? I'm reminded we are human. We make mistakes that can have generational consequences. I'm also reminded we have a Heavenly Father who doesn't care who our biological father is, because we are all adopted sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. He knows the very hairs on our heads, the way we laugh, what moves our soul, and what lies within our hearts. God's love is truly unfathomable. We love because He first loved us. 1 John 4:19.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.